Oyster is a local band with an international profile that defies categories and which can always be counted on to produce albums and performances that are intriguing and packed full of unexpected delights. Ann Watts writes all the songs and fronts the band. Here's a taste of the title track of their latest CD, Cast a Net.
All the way.
Joins me in the studio along with Posey Lewis, who appears on this latest musical offering. They'll be appearing in a concert tonight at 8 o'clock. Welcome to you both. Good to see you.
Thank you, Tom.
You guys have always been one of my favorite bands, and I love this record. So, Anne, the theme of this record, if there is one, is like coming of age.
Oh, yeah. How'd you know that?
Because you told me that.
I think that works.
Before we started talking this morning.
Coming of age. It sounds good, yeah.
And in what way?
Well, I think it's relevant for all of us, whether we're young or old or in between. But it has very much to do with the passage of time, transformation, new growth, all that good stuff.
Mm-hmm. And Posey, speaking of coming of age, you are Anne's daughter. And you are 18 years old. And what's your next move? You just finished high school. What's your next move?
I just graduated. I'm heading to Muhlenberg College in Allentown, Pennsylvania this fall to study theater and music and English. And meanwhile, I'm just soaking up all the time performing with Boyster and my mom.
Yeah. What's that like? Is it fun?
It's amazing. It's amazing. It's been a couple of years of me performing professionally with them. Which I love. I love it so much. It's so incredible to be a part of an ensemble that is so widely talented in such a huge amount of ways. And it's so different from anything I've ever seen, anything I've ever heard, that I just feel so lucky to get to be a part of it.
And of course, you grew up with it, obviously, you know, but now you're part of it. I mean, it's an interesting, different perspective, isn't it?
Exactly, because I remember when I was just a listener and I would hear the songs as they were being written and as they were being recorded and as they were coming out on CD and eventually on vinyl. And to get to now see my name on the vinyl or on the CD is really surreal.
Right. That's great. Here you are. Actually, here's a multi-track sample of Posey Lewis and Boyster.
Like the wings of a cicada, and your eyes are a blackened universe, and your body is a black and green line.
Beautiful. This is a great tune. They're all great tunes. I mean, so, and this is, you know, so much of this album is haunting and ethereal and really compelling in that regard. This is a big band. Folks need to realize that there are 8 pieces in this band, plus, you know, folks who are singing. But you really employ them sparingly. You're not one to, you know, pull out all the stops all the time. That's a conscious decision, I would assume.
Yeah, less is definitely more. And I know you understand, because you're a musician, you know, we're struggling to find the perfect sound, the perfect song. That's my goal as a writer of music. And you think, you know, that really nature's already figured it out, you know, and the sounds of the natural world have really already figured it out.
And it creates an arc and a structure that you couldn't create otherwise if you were just sort of blasting away all the time.
That's right.
Yeah, that's really important. And Posey, as a musician, What I mean, obviously, you're the daughter and all, but can you put that aside? Is it easy to sort of bifurcate yourself and say, okay, now I'm in the band, I'm a musician? I mean, what is it about your mom's writing that you like?
Well, I, you know, my mom was just talking about how she's inspired by nature, and I really love that aspect of her writing and her songs because they mimic the world around us in a way that is so unique, and it's really easy to connect to because it's very, her music is just extremely expansive and insightful, and I love to listen to it all the time.
And it's a sort of an extra added attraction that she happens to be your mom, too, right?
Exactly. Can't hurt.
Can't hurt. So, and well, one of the things that Boyster is famous for is providing music as soundtracks to silent films. So you're very much aware of narrative arc and narrative, the process of narration. Do you think the sets tonight that you'll play are also going to be in their own way narrative?
Definitely, yeah. And I think actually writing for film is great training because when you're not staring into Buster Keaton's eyes or, you know, the comparable character in a D.W. Griffith film, you know, you can stare at anything in the natural world and go for the same level of intensity sonically. So, yeah, for sure. You know, tonight is going to be full of explosive and meditative fun if we can do this both things at the same time, which I actually think we can.
You often do. That's for sure. Well, congratulations on the record. It's terrific, and have a great time tonight.
Thank you.
Ann Watts is the founder and leader of Boyster. Posey Lewis appears with Ann and the band on their latest CD, Castanet. Boyster will be appearing on the Tall Trees concert series at the Towson Universalist Unitarian Church on Delaney Valley Road in Lutherville tonight. Show starts at 8 o'clock. We've got a link with details on our website, wypr.org/Marilyn Morning. Marilyn Morning's director, engineer, and co-host is Nathan Sterner. The show is produced by Rob Sivak, Bridget Armstrong, and Kathleen Cahill, with production assistance from Lauren Ferguson. Shane Raphael is our intern. Austin Coughlin from Clean Cuts wrote and recorded the Marilyn Morning theme music. Coffee for our guests provided by Zeke's Coffee in Lauraville. You can catch them online at zekescoffee.com. That's it for us today. Coming up Monday, Health Watch with Dr. Lena Wen, the health commissioner of Baltimore City, plus three directors of local theaters take the stage at the Single Carrot Theater for a play about midlife, and we check in with the folks behind the Bloomsday celebration next week in Chestertown. Hope you can join us Monday morning on Marilyn Morning. Until then, I'm Tom Hall. Thanks for listening. Garrison Keillor's up next with the Writer's Almanac. Have a great weekend.
What distinguishes a sadness in your joy.